We start with this very tragic news from the US overnight, the death of basketball legend Kobe Bryant, one of nine people killed in that helicopter crash in California. Just 41 years of age, travelling in a private helicopter. It came down, his daughter also on board, she just 13 years of age. Bryant, of course, I think one of those names that just transcends sport, really. Five-time NBA champion, played for the LA Lakers, of course, throughout his career. And I think he was the face of basketball, the NBA in America for two decades. And if you just look at the reaction on social media, both last night and this morning, it's world leaders, it's biggest names in sport, music, entertainment. I think he's this type of guy, and it's one of a few that no matter where you are in the world, the average person on the street will have heard of Kobe Bryant, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's true to say. They even paid a tribute to him, I think, at the Grammys, which were on last night. Amazing reaction, like really, really overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to have a lot more on this story coming up after the sport right now, and I'll have more in an hour's time as well here on Morning Ireland. Basketball news at home, Kilkenny, massive win for them last night in the Hula Hoops Women's National Cup final, beating Brunel 82 points to 59. Now, Kilkenny, one of the long established clubs in this country, but before last night, they'd only won the Women's Cup once before, and that was 18 years ago. Rebecca Nagel was MVP. She top scored with 23 points, and she's been chatting Greg Allen about what this win means.
We've honestly waited for this for so long. We've worked so hard. I think, like, we were here in 2016, and that has been in the back of our heads. You know, we worked hard. It was a complete team effort. I'm just so proud of the girls. And yeah, we'll definitely celebrate this one.
You've got a great history in national leagues, you know, going back to the very beginning of the National League 40 years ago. But only winning your second cup, it must be huge for the club.
Absolutely huge. You know, every single person in this club backed us. And, you know, they're there week in, week out. We've so many supporters. We've, you know, so many volunteers in the committee. And it's like a big family. And it's actually emotional, and I feel like I'm going to cry. But it's such a big thing for the club, and it's personally my first ever Super League National Cup win, so I'll definitely be celebrating this with the club now for the next few weeks, I'd say.
Yeah, well, enjoy the celebrations, Rebecca. Well done to you and all your teammates. Mark Leishman won the Farmers Insurance Open in the US. He finished on 15 under par. Rory McIlroy just came up in his short, winning that title, finished in a tie for third and 12 under, so just three shots back. Had a bit of a roller coaster ride, bogeyed three of the first four holes, but then went on to record six birdies and an eagle. If he had won last night, he would have gone to world number one in the rankings. Stephanie Meadow finished in 35th place in the Gainbridge LPGA event in Florida. Waterford, Galway, Clare and Kilkenny were winners in Division 1 of the Allianz Hurling League. Elsewhere, wins for Offaly, Antrim, Kildare, Derry, Tyrone, Longford and Armagh, and Fermanagh. Some new faces on the sidelines this year. Brian Lone, one of those, no stranger to Clare Hurling, of course, a legend in those parts, two-time All-Ireland winner, but he was happy and relieved, I think, to get his first win under the belt as Clare manager. They beat Carlow yesterday, and Brian's been speaking to Martin Kiley.
Great to get the first game at home in the league. It's important to win it, and as we did, we won it, so we're happy enough for that.
What's the most impressive part from your point of view, Brian? You know, you're just into the fold, but good lot of movement, good lot of balance in the team, and a lot of very good scores.
Yeah, well, I suppose, look, since we've got involved, say, and started training 9-10 weeks ago, the work rate and the attitude of the players has been exceptional, really, really good. So that's probably the most, I suppose, important and impressive aspect of the displays, the work rate, not just here now, but on the training field as well. So we'll be hoping to continue that.
And overall, Brian, are you happy the way things have gone for you since you came into the job?
Happy so far, but, you know, I suppose it's a game of results, like, so it's grand when you win, but when you lose, it's a different story. So, yeah, happy enough so far.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. We keep the Clare contingent in the studio happy this morning.
Keeping it, not just Clare, keeping it Shannon.
Oh, yeah,
this
exactly. In football, Tyrone beat Meath in Division 1. Galway overcame Monaghan, Roscommon and Laois drew in Division 2. Wins also for Westmeath and Kildare in Division 3. Longford beat Louth. Tipperary drew with Down, and in Division 4, victories for Antrim and Sligo. In the Little National Football League, wins for Waterford and Mayo. Dublin and Tip drew. Schlochneil will meet Sarsfields in the AIB All All-Ireland Club Camogie final. That final will be live on Sunday Sport early next month. Manchester City and Manchester United progress to the fifth round of the FA Cup. Shrewsbury, though, held Liverpool to a 2-2 draw. Jurgen Klopp not happy at the final whistle.
We had today so many invitations, sent so many invitations to the opponent that it's difficult then to win a game. So I don't think that we have enough time to tell all the things which were not right today. Though difficult to explain immediately after the game, but yeah, well deserved. Congratulations to Shrewsbury. That was the minimum what they deserved today.
And finally on the tennis front, Simona Halep, Garbiñe Muguruza and Dominic Thiem among those to qualify for the quarterfinals at the Australian Open this morning. Gavin, we'll go back to you in Castlebar.